Hey, it's your girl Mars. Thanks for tuning in again in another episode of Phenomenally You. And don't go anywhere. Stay on this. Have this on repeat, as I'm gonna need all ears on deck. Let's talk relationship. If you're ready to throw down the phone, don't you do it. If you're gonna turn that TV on, I'ma snap your neck, and don't you do it. Today, relationships are everyone, are everywhere. But not everyone is good at that. When we hear it, we usually think of two people romantically and intimately involved. But, the way I see it, relationships are everywhere. Today, I want to put out three categories of relationships. We have romance, then we have friendships. Amongst friends and acquaintances, and then we have family, blood relatives. So let's start romantic relationships. They involve two people emotionally connecting together. They form a bond. And sometimes this relationship goes beyond the emotions. Hell yeah, sometimes it's a roller coaster. All that bubbling, undeniable feeling of chemistry. Let's get real, people. We have all been there, and sometimes, you know, some of us are still there. Now, not to burst your bubble, but Rome wasn't Rome for too long. This type of relationship can turn into the good, the bad, and the ugly. Why? Okay, let's examine the agenda. One, emotionally unhealthy. Most of the times, you guys don't see eye to eye. Feelings are misunderstood. And let's not forget the biggest one, being pressured into having sex. Two, miscommunication. This is one of the biggest ones too. You have to stand on common ground. Come to an agreement, man. Communicate, talk about it. Don't smile and keep the conversation away. Even if you got to fight yourself, who cares? Talk about it. Secondly, let's start friendship. Before I dive into this one, I've got my bestie here giving a feedback on friendship. Sit on it.
Okay, I strongly believe that in this society, this modern day society, we actually do need to have at least one friend in our corner that's always going to be there for us to at least provide some kind of cheer up when we need it, like when we need it, like physically or emotionally. Yeah. It could be, help me out, Mars. It could be,
well, you know, sometimes, or most of the time, we need that person there emotionally too. I mean, being around a person, having a one-on-one conversation, sometimes we can't just do it over the phone. We have to get together, you know, be there, involved.
Yeah, so you're talking physically. So we actually have to be there physically to be able to let that work, right?
Yeah.
All right. So I believe a strong friendship does not need daily conversation or being together. It just simply needs understanding, and it just we just need to be on a mutual level grown.
That's
where
true.
We actually understand each other's emotions and understand that the temper can actually come in from time to time. And yeah, as long as the relationship lives in the heart, true friends are never really apart.
That's true. Great feedback, Sid. I like that. Friendship don't always involve seeing them daily. Laugh out loud. I know this one might sound unrealistic, but it's good when you're content in your own company too. Enjoy you. The first friend you ever had was you. Enjoy you. Building strong friendship is one, be a friend. And two, be the kind of friend you would want to have as a friend. Three, why not initiate a conversation? And four, laugh, smile, grin, but don't grin like the Grinch too much. And finale, let's start family. This one hit the nail on the head. The earliest and the foremost relationship starts from the home. Cousins, siblings, uncles, and grandparents. This relationship involves and evolve around blood relatives, persons who share common values, but they're not always nice. We all can attest to that. One, sometimes them selfish. Two, sometimes them no one have nothing for you with you. And three, sometimes una move out to escape them down. And four, sometimes una diva cook and left. At the end of the day though, what's a family without itsy bitsies? Stay tuned as we continue in another episode of Phenomenal You. Thank you, Sid.
No problem, Maris. Love you.
Love you. Wagwan, my Caribbean people. Welcome back into another talk into relationship part 2. Don't quint, don't take your eyes off your devices, because we are going to be the boss of the challenges we face in our life today. We're ready for boss up now, it's time for talk to things them. Once again, your host for today and onwards is Marcellus Mitchell. I am a creative mind with magical hands, a mouth filled with spoken words, and undeniable faith. Last episode, I mentioned to you guys about the three types of relationship: romance, friendship, and family. And just to sum it up though, they all include its pros and cons, but we off that now. Our hot topic for today is singlehood. So pretty mama, if you're single, you better rejoice tonight. Because pretty mama, if you're single, it's one of the best time of your life. Wagwan, my Caribbean people, welcome back into another talk into relationship part 2. Doron, don't quint, don't take your eyes off your devices, because we are gonna be the boss of the challenges we face in our life today. We're ready for boss up now, a time for talk to things them. Once again, your host and the voice behind Phenomenal You for today and onwards is Marcellus Mitchell. I'm a creative mind with magical hands and undeniable faith. Last episode, I mentioned to you guys about the three types of relationship: romance, friendship, and family. And just to sum it up, they all include its pros and cons. But what of that now? What hot topic for today is singlehood. So pretty mama, if you're single, you better rejoice tonight. Pretty mama, if you're single, you better celebrate tonight. Because you don't got no boyfriend. Okay, zap it out, Mars. Okay, I'm back. Like I said before, my people, tonight is single topic night. If you know that you're single, just raise your hand wherever you are and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. But don't why you get mad. And don't make up your face. Because believe it or not, you should be celebrating, girl. You should be celebrating. In part 1 of Let's Talk Relationship, I remember telling you guys that the first friend you ever had was you. You know, be content with you, enjoy you, and enjoy your own company. That's pretty much the heads up when you're single. Okay, let's begin. 1. So you're single, You don't got a man, you don't got a boohoo, and you don't got a partner in crime. Just kidding. But for some reason, you feel so alone. Bored, as some might say, you feel empty, like you have nothing to do. And sometimes this stage make you wonder, how I want to feel, how I keep. At a point, you start to get back in the desire to date. You start to contemplate and say, you know what, say, me go have a whole heap of spare time. You know what, mama invite John over. Before you dial John number, hold up. What you gonna do with that girl? You're single. If you have done this before or is attempting to do it and I try execute that plan there, just cross it off of your bucket list. So while you're single, please take these advice. Please. 1. Have you started prioritizing? Have you guys started prioritizing as yet? Are you one of those females that, you know, enjoy spreading the bed when you get out? Do you enjoy cooking? Do you, you know, have a specific or talents you are good at? You know, I'm asking because I need you to identify. I need you to examine yourself. Singlehood is a time to prepare yourself, develop yourself, encourage yourself, love yourself, prepare yourself to be the best when you have finally found that relationship. 2, remember also, it ain't all about you, darling. No, honey. Don't get into the relationship expecting it to be all about you. So you're single and you're controlling. All right, mama, get to that topic. The topic you're at. So yeah, Marsha's single and she's controlling. She demanding. Wanty. Licky. Nyammy. Top it now. While you're single, get a journal, write stories, talk about your day,
What are you good at? Explore that side and invest in it. Please, I beg of you. Are you someone that is easily ignorant? Are you insecure? Is it that you're demanding? Demanding, as I said before, just stop, please. And just breathe. Breathe. Do. Breathe. And look at your life and see the changes you can make. Trust me, once you do that, honey, you're unstoppable. Number three, from a man's perspective, because I have heard this one before, a man would like to be treated equally. We're still on the topic, singlehood, you know. But I'm trying to take you on a journey if you're thinking, contemplating, having thoughts of neediness. That while you're single, take things into consideration. Treat others as how you would want to be treated. I love to treat myself. I would dress up and go anywhere on my own. Friends are no friends, that's just me. I love and I enjoy my own company. I remember in high school, I had a small girls group. We jump from one name to the other. 1 minute we were magnificent sisters. The next time we were killer squad. And then the next minute we were named potential students. I won't call any original names, but we gave ourselves all a name as that was my idea. The group included the names we gave ourselves, Poochie, Puncinella, Precious, Pinky, and Peaches. My name was Precious, and I was what you could say, the mother of the group. I collected like beauty monies and ideas to print. You know, blouses and stuff like that. And t-shirts. So while the others would suggest other ideas to keep the group spicy and fun, you know, I would be the one like ensuring that the plan was executing. Then, you know, just like that, boom. I was the outcast. The one where everybody want beat. Why? Why? Because I had a different outlook. Yes, we did the wrongs, and few times we did the right. But there was the conscience. There was this conscience and clarity that I needed to have. In order for me, and I'm telling you the truth, I'm telling you what I go through. In order for me to do that, I had to separate myself from them. I had to become single. Become myself, become a loner. In that state, in that stage, you know, I prepared myself. I joined 3 clubs at school, choir, theater, and visual arts club, along to manage, you know, these emotions, as I was no longer fit to be included. Laugh out loud. Yeah, it's like, all I'm saying is that instead of being single and whining and brawling, why not be single and socially active and build stronger relationship? So when you do find that one, you will be a boss at it. Come on, phenomenal people. Phenomenal you are, phenomenal you will be. Thanks for tuning in. Stay tuned next time on another episode of Phenomenal You.